I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If this year's presidential election was a movie, it might have earned a PG-13 rating for content and language. Parents have been at a loss for how to turn the results into a teaching moment. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
our message, I think, to our kids should be, let's make sure that we're following God's steps and also that we're telling them God's in control.
So where does Keys for Kids fit in? Well, they focus on helping families get regular time in God's Word, which helps them understand God's character. And through that,
you can't help but see story after story about how God's sovereign plan was played out. As we provide Keys for Kids devotionals, you get that information on a daily basis. And as they're grounded in God's Word, they're beginning to see God at work in their own lives.
We turn next to Iquitos, Peru. It's known as a global hub for so-called spiritual tourism, but the dark magic that's so common there is no match for the gospel. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press.
It's a tremendous testimony to the power of the word and to the faithfulness of those that continue to give it and preach in the face of the enemy.
She's referring to the latest news that they received from their partners in Iquitos.
Last Sunday, a man almost ran to the front of the church to give his heart to Jesus. Later, he told us that he belonged to a cult of Satanists who had been trained, and there were a group of 26 of them. They'd been sent out to destroy the largest churches that were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this man had been assigned to this church in Iquitos. But he could not resist the power of God and ended up receiving Jesus Christ as his Savior after hearing the word of God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. Join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.